KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The KZN Cooperative Governance Department has promised that the 227 million rand allocated to municipalities affected by floods will be used to support impacted communities and restore infrastructure. Minister Velenkosi Nhlabisa yesterday announced over 1.4 billion rand in disaster relief funds for flood-hit provinces. Floods have claimed over 30 lives and affected more than 10,000 people between December and March. Provincial Cooperative Governance spokesperson Zenze Lomzila says municipalities and departments will collaborate on rebuilding and restoration projects.
These projects include repair of roads, restoration of electricity, water and sanitation infrastructure, and the improvement of stormwater management systems. The majority of these funds have been disbursed by National COCTA through the National Disaster Management Centre between February and March this year.
At the same time, Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson says there needs to be more action than words in delivering infrastructure to South Africans. He was speaking at a summit in Sandton. McPherson has committed to expediting projects that have been hit by delays and inefficiencies.
We are here to draw a line in the sand to embark on the next chapter of what South Africa's infrastructure boom looks like. It's about reigniting hope, connecting communities and restoring dignity through infrastructure that works. The summit is an opportunity to showcase our commitment to making this vision a reality into the future.
The head of the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Investigations Unit has been deployed to Matatiele to oversee the probe into the alleged rape of a 7-year-old girl. The child, known as Tswetswe, was allegedly sexually assaulted on school premises last October. The SAPS's Atlenda Mate says unit head Mantseke Lekhele is meeting with the investigating team in the Eastern Cape Town.
General Lekhele will meet with persons of interest and key stakeholders such as the NPA to ensure justice and the finalization of the matter. Bringing criminals to book and putting perpetrators of crime behind bars remains a key priority for the SAPS. We assure the nation that justice will prevail and those that are found to be guilty of any offense will be brought to book. A comprehensive report will follow on conclusion of the work of the team.
Botswana government officials are set to meet with South Africa's electricity ministry this week to discuss power import costs. There have been reports the rise in electricity import costs have exacerbated Botswana's ongoing electricity crisis. Botswana is preparing to procure 1.5 gigawatts of renewable energy. And finally, Irish actors Paul Mescal and Barry Keoghan will play Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, respectively, in a collection of new Beatles biopics. Sony Pictures has announced there'll be four films released in April 2028. They'll be directed by Sam Mendes. Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpashe.